That's right, Podcast Universe. I'm back. If you heard that, the unthinkable did happen. And my Boston Celtics lost the NBA fucking finals. And here we go, here we go. I tried to do this podcast last night, right after the game. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't fucking do it, man. I just hurt too goddamn much, man, just to admit that shit. There's some people out there who loving it, and I know who the fuck you is. I know, fuck it, P-Dub, I know you're listening to this shit, loving every minute of this shit. So, to the rest of the people who were supporting Boston like me, I don't know, courage. I don't, try it again next year. I don't know what the fuck to say. I'm hurt, I'm still hurt off this shit. Oh, let me start. If you're just tuning in, my name's Sam. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast. We're gonna try to get through this evening. And today's a special show. I just want to break down the stuff. Anybody who knows me or been a fan of the show knows I'm really, really paying attention to the NBA finals. Or the fuck final, just NBA playoffs as a whole, NBA as a whole, and it sucks. It sucks. I was diehard Boston, I still am diehard Boston. Just to see fucking Derek faggot ass Fisher with another ring bothers me. Just to see Lamar Odom's medium energy motherfucker trot his way down a goddamn court knowing he has more rings bothers me. Kobe deserve everything he can fucking get. Alright, here it is. Let me break this shit down. Let's break down game 7. Let's just break down. Today, if you're a fan of the podcast and you don't like sports, turn this shit off right now. Because I am wasting all the time on this of sports. If you could turn the shit off right now, I wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't feel bad about you. If you did, I wouldn't give a fuck. Me and Cap, sorry, I forgot to introduce my co-host, Mr. Cap Morgan, who has been here with me during every podcast, every playoff game, and after that bullshit. Let's just break down game 7. If you want to email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com, justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Let's start from the top of game 7 all the way to the bottom. Game 7, it starts off. I'm gonna start with the national anthem. I was a little annoyed by Christina Aguilera. Yeah, she could sing and shit, but she had to nigger it up. She had to nigger it up too much when she was singing. It was like, the rocket's red glare. That bullshit. You don't need that. Every time someone tries to do national anthem, they're essentially trying to do Whitney Houston. And Whitney Houston knocked it out of the park with I don't know what fucking game it was. I just remember she did it. And she was, oh, say, can you see? Bobby! Bobby, I love me some Bobby. He's the king of R&B! I love her. By the dawn's early. Yeah, she love her some fucking cokehead Bobby Brown, and who could fucking blame her? She was doing crack herself. And but Christina Aguilera, that bugged me, but she knocked it out of the park. Yeah, I am finna break down game 7. Then they kept showing, like, this is around first quarter, they kept showing Perkins from the Celtics, and it just hurt my heart to just see him not play the damn game. And then, something cool happened. They teamed him up with Rasheed, and for 3 straight quarters, 3 fucking straight quarters, was nothing but Celtic ball. My black Celtics, and I mean that. Anyone who follows the Celtics know there's a black Celtics and there's a white Celtics. And my black Celtics, these Celtics right now, were going to work. Kobe Bryant had a shitty game. Ron Artest was bullshit. Just everything. It was a Boston lover's wet dream. And somewhere around the fourth quarter, the wheels just fucking fell off. The wheels fucking fell off, and now Kobe has 5 rings. And what pissed me off more than Kobe getting his 5th ring, not because Kobe's a bad motherfucker, is because the Lakers did some gangster shit. And the gangster shit they did was, I watched this over and over again, and every time somebody got an award, a former Celtic gave him that award. Like when Kobe got his MVP shit, Bill Russell gave him the fucking reward, the MVP award, and Bill Russell had the look on his face. I talked about the fuck it switch a couple weeks ago. Bill Russell had the shit on his face where it was like, I will beat this little motherfucking ass. I can't believe it, killing me inside to give this motherfucker. This Bill Russell was a big fucking Boston guy, for those who don't. He is the reason Boston is just something to fucking talk about. And to give Kobe Bryant that goddamn award had to kill him. And then when you thought he wasn't gonna give him the goddamn award, who shows up behind him? Fucking Kareem shows up like, nigga, I will make 83 happen all over again. I will make that fucking fight happen. And he just hands him the award and he shakes his head and walks away. But he does it with that fucking smile. He does it with the smile that says everything's okay, but it's not really okay smile. I was raped as a child. And I have to smile at my kids, or excuse me, I have to smile at my bachelor party, but I'm secretly disgusted with this bullshit smile. That's what the fuck Bill Russell gave him. And then, you Lakers bitches, that wasn't enough! That wasn't enough that Bill Russell had to hand over an MVP award to Kobe Bryant. That wasn't enough for you motherfuckers! This shit bothered me even more. They made Kevin McHale give the speech before giving the NBA title to the Los Angeles Lakers. Y'all making old Celtics do shit. I was waiting on Larry Bird to be strung up with... If Larry Bird had a fucking Magic jersey on, I would have gave up. I would have fucked basketball as a whole. Y'all just kept making old Celtics do shit. So probably somewhere in LA, somebody was pissing on Robert Parrish's grave. You don't have shit anymore. It sucks. And I had to sit there and I had to watch it. And I had to watch. One thing that hurts, it hurt like a motherfucker, having my brother call me, who was LA all the way, and was telling me, just woke me up, how's it taste, motherfucker? 5 golden rings. And I had to hear that shit for 2.5 hours straight. Every time I thought I'd get a little piece, it was just like, how does Kobe taste? And he will be on the show. Sooner or later, my brother Jermaine will be on the show. And he's going to talk about, and me and Cap are just sitting there just taking this abuse. And he says, And I'm watching the NBA Network, I'm watching ESPN, I'm watching SportsCenter, I'm watching all this shit, and I'm not even getting a good SportsCenter. I went down 3 to 4 ESPNs, and I didn't even get to that 4th ESPN where they show the opposing side, where they talk about Boston. It was like, oh, well, Kevin Garnett is a bad motherfucker still. No, I didn't get that. I got, oh, the Lakers and how the fuck do they keep winning? Oh, back-to-back championships, live on MSN.com. Oh, it's Kobe draft fucking the NBA title. Everyone looks at it. And, oh, it hurts. It fucking hurts. It hurts. So I had to focus on other shit. One of the cool things I focused on, You know what? Although it was a good series, it was, I'm getting through it because it made me pay attention to other shit. One of the things I like paying attention to, how fucking dumb other people or the players were acting. Like, I'm going to tell some truths about the teams, and since the series is over, I could talk about this. I love my Black Celtics. I like Kevin Garnett. Let's just start there. Kendrick Perkins, Paul Pierce. Yeah, Paul Pierce is like from Compton. All of them, all the Black Celtics got some gangster shit with them. Kevin Garnett, he's ready to fucking fight. He has a worse potty mouth than I do. Tony Allen. Nate Robinson. Well, let me get Rasheed. This motherfucker wanna fight. And goddamn Nate Robinson. That nigga's a fucking thug. That is the only motherfucker. He's throwing up gang signs and shit in the middle. Hey, he has like 3 quick fast breaks. He's throwing up like gang signs. Just whatever gang signs. He threw up Bloods, Crips, Latin Kings. He didn't give a fuck. He just hood. And there's a piece of me that respect them. And on my Black Celtics, you need the token white guy. A lot of people think I'm talking about Brian Scalabrine. No, he's just as fucked up. Our token white guy is Ray Allen. He's the only one who can kind of fit in white society and kind of like do some shit. And he looks like he pays his mortgage on time. And like the rest of them just look like they just got off the goddamn line somewhere. They just look like just working class. I just never understood that shit. It's like Boston has always been a blue collar town and always had, now they got fucked up looking black people. But in the past, if you follow basketball, I try to be a basketball historian. I try to talk about the shit. And the Lakers were always, all right, let's talk about current day Lakers. Lakers are always pretty boys or people with positive attitudes or some shit that just make you smile. Like, let's go down their roster. You got fucking Kobe. Let's start right there. Kobe, off the court, he's a douchebag. He's the likable douchebag. He's the shit that you wasn't. He's the reason you didn't make the fucking team in high school, and he lets you know that shit. Derek Fisher is just, he's squirrely on the goddamn court, but off the court, he's a positive energy. He probably has one of those goddamn, what's the shit that Kabbalah, but the positive energy religion where you get like a crystal and you have to pray to the crystal. And if you release the positive energy in you, that the universe will bring it. That shit. He's that. Well, if I throw something in the universe, it's going to come back to me 17-fold. So I'm going to kiss a puppy and people are going to love me for doing it. Fuck you. All right. I'm sorry. I'm still a little upset. Lamar Odom. I don't know if you noticed, I've been calling him the medium energy because he has that ho-hum attitude where it's like, well, I don't give a fuck if I lost. I'm going to go home and fuck a Kardashian. And there's a piece of me that kind of respect that shit. And maybe I kind of respect the Kardashian for putting them on him like that. You, all right, I like this Kardashian, not Kim, but whatever Kardashian he fucking with. I kind of like that Kardashian mainly because you Armenian genius. You got in when Lamar Odom wasn't shit, and somehow your pussy masks the fact that he still isn't shit, but he has you. So somehow on the court, he's now the shit, and it all works out. Even though he's totally moonlighting for fucking Bynum. Bynum, I can admit this since the finals are over, gets no goddamn credit. Fucking Bynum, Andrew Bynum, is slept on so goddamn tough. I just don't understand it. I can say this shit now that the finals are over. But it would kill me. It would have killed me last week to say this shit. For those just turning in, I'm trying to talk about the Celtics. If you have any questions or comments, just talkingwithsam@gmail.com. Just talkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking. You can come with me on this shit. Just talkingwithsam@gmail.com. Yeah, let's go down the Lakers roster. Sasa Vujacic, yeah, he came in some clutch plays, but if any aspect about his game steps out, that guy has fucking phenomenal hair. I want hair like his for a fucking day. Just where the wind hit the shit and I shoot a three-pointer and no one gives a fuck if it goes in or not. Everyone's just paying attention to see how fucking shiny my hair is. Like, me and Cap was sitting there. Oh, Cap won't chime in on us. God damn it, man. Cap was watching. Fuck him. All right. The entire 90% of his body, I was just watching his hair the entire time. If it come off gay, no homo, but I want hair like that. I was looking at his hair like, god damn what conditioner he used. That is some good shit. You ever just, like, I can never grow hair like that, so I pray that my wife or kids have hair to that sheen, to that, cause my shit is nappy. My shit will always be nappy, but I want that I move my neck and god damn it, my hair is gonna look that great. And last but not least, I gotta talk about Luke Walton. Luke Walton, goddammit, you get a silver ring. You didn't do shit this entire playoff, this entire year. Luke Walton didn't do it. You only got this shit because Bill Walton's your daddy. And he played for the Trail Blazers. That's kind of West Coast, so it still counts. You get nothing. You get a silver ring. And Jordan Farmar gets a fucking better ring than you. He did some cool shit. He let Kobe break. I don't know. He gave Kobe. And that was another thing that I just don't get. Like, these, it's just the hypocritical shit that Ron Artest. I saved him for last because Ron Artest was doing some hypocritical shit. He hated Kobe, but not their teammates. Yeah, I get the shit that you got to work the fuck out and you're on teams, but he said some dumb shit. For the longest, I thought he was a spy for Boston because he will fuck up at some key moments and Boston will win the game every goddamn time. He will fuck up key moments. And I thought he was a goddamn spy. I thought he was a Boston fucking spy and he was just fucking up Kobe shit out of spite, nigga. Out of spite that Kobe beat the goddamn Rockets 2 years ago. But another thing about Artest, he says dumb shit. He got on, he won his championship. I'm already pissed. This motherfucker's thinking a psychiatrist. He's plugging his album that no one's gonna listen to. He's doing dumb Ron Artest shit. And, like, they talked about SportsCenter and they was like, well, Ron Artest, how do you feel about the rivalry? Is this another chapter in the Boston Celtics rivalry? And with the fucking faced honesty, the douchebag honesty, he looked at the guy from whatever reporter he was from and said, what rivalry? This motherfucker had no idea there was a Celtics-Laker rivalry. That fucking bothered me. That bothered me on so many levels. There was a, like, the Larry Bird, I talked about the Larry Bird, Bill Russell, Kevin McHale shit, and how it killed him! It killed him to hand him the championship! And this didn't fucking register to Ron Artest, for some reason. I don't understand. And there was no hint of sarcasm. There was no cheeky talking. There was none of that. That nigga was 100% serious. It didn't occur to him there was a rivalry. Well, I mean, take a look at the goddamn clues, Ron! Take a look at the fucking clues! Man, it's just, like, when you go with Boston fans versus Laker fans, Boston, when y'all was there, how did this shit not register, Ron? When you was at, Kobe was at the free throw line, one of these games, and they are going to work on Kobe. The fans got the chant started. Fuck Kobe! Fuck Kobe! Fuck Kobe! And they are ranting with it. But Kobe is a phenomenal athlete. I cannot, as much as I think, as it hurts to say this shit, he is a fucking blue chip athlete. This guy is the best thing in the league right now. I can say that shit. And against all odds, when the fuck Kobe chants wasn't working, niggas threw bottles of pop at Kobe Bryant mid free throw. And somehow, it doesn't register to this motherfucker there's a rivalry. But it gets even better! It gets even better! There was a little thing on SportsCenter somewhere around game 3 or 4, where it was kind of almost a security risk. They was talking about where the Lakers would get on the bus to go back to the hotel or wherever the fuck they was going, and the Boston fans would crowd, they would wait till every goddamn Laker was on the bus, and they would crowd the bus, and they would rock it back and forth. They would rock it until the bus driver said, fuck it, started up the shit, and just hit the gas like I will hit one of y'all motherfuckers. And somehow, Ron Artest dumbass did not realize there was a rivalry. I don't understand. Boston fans are scumbags. I love them because they're scumbags. And I'm a scumbag with them. And when they was doing this shit, they were like, fuck Kobe! Fuck his ass up! And I was sitting at home right with him. Fuck his ass up! And then when the game over, I saw like Kobe kisses like oldest daughter. And I was like, aw, that is kind of a sweet moment. It's just such a bipolar moment. Because I'm not a full-on scumbag because I'm not from Boston. So I can shut the shit off. But when he kissed his little girl, there was some Boston fans like, you ain't shit! You ain't shit, Kobe! I don't give a fuck! And then it's hard. It's hard to let it go. And I'm right with him. It's hard. And the Lakers fans were just like fucking Derek Fisher, old positive energy ass. The worst thing I heard Lakers fans say, I heard like three Mexicans in the back, just like, the Celtics are bitches. And that's it, that's all I got. The Celtics are bitches. And that's all I got. Meanwhile, Boston is like, I would fuck Kobe's wife, I would rape Kobe's wife if it stopped them from winning a goddamn championship. And it was serious. And the seriousness with it. And I was right with them. Those scumbags. And I'm a scumbag with them. Another thing I noticed about LA. I know that was a hell of a transition. But one thing Boston fans or Boston crowd, there was nothing. They were just blue class people and old players in the crowd. When they kind of like scanned the crowd and shit, they just showed old players and just regular scumbags. Not LA. You saw all the celebrities. You saw the shit. Niggas not paying attention to the game. They got their Blackberries out. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. They're just like, yeah, I'm here to be seen and shit. And They showed Spike Lee, who was dying inside. Spike Lee is a diehard New York guy. Anybody who follows basketball knows Spike Lee's at the game. He's a diehard New York guy. And Spike Lee wanted to eat his own balls. Because the two teams that he couldn't stand the most, and that's Boston and the fucking Lakers, are just vying for a championship. He was just there because he had the tickets, and he was just eating his own balls. I feel for Spike. That's the only real loser out of this whole shit. Except me. I lost a lot in this shit too. I lost a huge bet, which I will pay. I'm out of all of this, I am a bit relieved that this is over, because I'm a basketball guy and I get emotional when I watch the game. Me and Cap, you can blame the alcohol if you want. I get real emotional when I watch the game. And I don't mean the crying emotional. I mean the I'm ready to fight a motherfucking emotional. And I'm watching the game and I see the booth. I see Van Gundy. I see Kenny the Jet. I see Charles Barkley. I see all these other motherfuckers they got. They know the game. They play the game. They coach the game. And now they're calling the game. I know. They know their shit. But to me, during that game, they are the most useless motherfuckers to listen to. They are the most, and it pissed me off because somewhere in my mind, I think they're fucking with me. I think the entire ESPN, TNT, ABC, whoever's broadcasting the game, are simply fucking with me and my team. Like, Van Gundy said some shit where he was like, well, Kevin Garnett has to watch it with those left-handed layups. He gotta shoot with two hands. And I am standing up, yelling at the screen, I know! He has to shoot with two fucking hands! He's Kevin Garnett! And I'm standing up, and I'm not pacing. I am stalking my couch. And I am walking back. I am walking back and forth, looking at the couch, and I have to put my TV on mute because I think the announcers are fucking with me. That's the level of psychotic the game gets you. Like you have these mini panic attacks during the game. Because you into it. I get it, and if y'all listen to a previous podcast, you heard my wife. My wife actually recommends that I watch the game on mute or with the sound really down, because she says I cause tension in the house, and I didn't believe her. I really didn't believe her until like. I get super angry. I get real with the game, like it's me they're fucking over with bad calls and shit. And a day in my house, I'm man enough, I can admit the shit now, where it turns into, baby, would you like something else to drink? He has a fucking ball! Shoot it, goddammit! And she's just looking at me, like I'm a retard. And I'm the only one in the room, which is amazing. I'm the only motherfucker in the room, and these outbursts come out. It's like I gain Tourette's, and I take the time to apologize if she's listening to this shit. But you would think I'm crazy because when I do these fucking podcasts, she hears this shit, and I would think she's used to it. But I guess she's not used to me yelling out another man's name. Like, oh shit, it's KG! Okay, here's what I did. I get it. I'm gonna share with, we all family here. We all family on the Just Talking with Sam podcast. And anybody wanna comment to this shit, cause I know I ain't the only one. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com. Email me your stories. Email me whatever you got on this subject. Because I'm gonna share something with y'all. This is, Just Talking with Sam first. I did it. This is game two of the NBA playoffs. I taped myself during the game. I put on all the podcast equipment and I taped myself during the game. And I want y'all to hear it. I know I sound like a fucking lunatic, but I want you to hear it because I'm not crazy. I think you hear it and judge for yourself. Here it is. Here it is right here. So I'm gonna start the tape right now. Fucking Derek Fisher. Alright, come on y'all. Come on. Alright, Rondo. Watch Pierce. Shit, you got two people on Garnett. Big baby. Alright. Let's go. Alright. Stop fucking celebrating. Get that lead back. Shit, did he get fouled? Okay. And that was on Brian too? That was on Kobe! Shit, yeah! Was that like 2 fouls? Ugh, shit, this guy's too good. Alright. Okay, alright. Remember, motherfuckers, y'all gotta do some defense. Gotta do some defense, man. Fucking Derek Fisher. Goddamn actor. Rondo, check his ass, dog. Check. Lamar Odom, fucking medium it. Count on Ron Artest to fuck some shit up. You watch that guy. Kobe is finna fucking check. You watch that guy! Ah, shit, I told you! That is not, okay, alright. How do you not, that one on Big Baby Leg, that's off Artest. And he don't, so you can't get a foul? Can't get a fucking foul? Alright. That was some bullshit. Who has Derek Fisher? A fucking actor. Nobody fucking touch him! Get off the ground! Good for his ass. That's what I'm talking about. Paul fucking Pierce, dog. He was an MVP for a reason. Stop celebrating. Watch this motherfucker, Kobe. Watch his ass. The whole ass Derek Fisher got the ball. Fuck him up, Rondo. He gonna pass it. He don't want none of Garnett. Yeah, I bet it. His bitch ass did pass the ball. Shit. Lamar Odom meet him energy ass when come in and play today. Did shit all game. Want to do something fourth quarter. Okay. Alright. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Ray Allen. Big Baby. Back to Rondo. Okay. Oh! How the fuck are you missing threes? Shit! Okay. Watch Kobe. Okay. Alright. Get that. Big Baby. Back to Rondo. Okay. Big Garnett. Gasol can't get his ass. And one. Let's go, motherfucker. Let's go. He having a good game. Damn good game. KG. back to Faggot Fisher. Fuck. Give him a fucking timeout, man. Slow this big Russian motherfucker down. So, stop smiling, Kobe. Shit. You didn't did shit this entire half. Okay. Fucking Rondo, man. 2 minutes left. Alright, Garnett. Both of y'all, watch this shit. Man, fuck Paul Gasol. That's what the fuck I'm talking about! Yes! Slow his ass down. Put some defense on these punk ass. Don't foul Fisher. Oh, overacting that. And stay the fuck off Kobe. Shit! Kobe. Fuck, he's not that. Yeah, he is that good. Yeah, he is. Don't hold on, but he is. Fuck, you gotta watch that guy. He is that good. Maybe. Alright. Okay, mate. Shit. You got double team. Alright, that gotta be a foul. You fouled Garnett. No, that was a fucking foul. Either Kobe fouled him or it was off on him. Either way. See? He didn't touch it. Okay, they came back. Alright. Shit, was it out? How the fuck was that out on the... How the hell... Alright, y'all. Y'all down by four. Okay, alright, fuck it. Don't fucking punch Lamar Odom. Even though he deserved the shit, don't punch him. Be cool. Be cool, KG. Shit, be cool. Alright, be cool. Alright, watch him. Lamar Odom media. Who you backing up into? It's fucking dumb, man. Watch Kobe. Alright, go work. Fuck! Oh! I thought it was on El Rondo. Okay. Oh, it's on Odom! That's off Odom. Good shit, Rondo. Alright, shit, baby. Alright, I didn't see that. Alright, good work. Good work. Rondo. Odom, that's clearly on Odom. Alright, Celtic ball. Alright, Kobe a little upset about that bullshit call. So what? Okay, they ain't got no more fouls. So don't be afraid to go to the hole. Ray Allen, come on, dog! Okay, alright, man. 48, Rondo, don't be afraid to go to the hole. Alright. And one? Okay, cool. Pierce. Cool. We got a 3-point play, man. Do not fuck this up. Do not fuck this up. There's 40 seconds left, man. Please. Do not fuck this up. Okay. 40 seconds left. Talk. Pierce, please make this fucking shot. You suck! How is it like a ball? He knocked it out on the... Oh, shit, KG, I'm with you, dog! He fouled, yeah, it's a foul on him, but shit, the out of bounds is on Lamar Odom. What call you gonna call out of bounds? A fucking foul. Ugh. Alright, man. Fucking Scalabrine, he hasn't seen a minute of fucking playoff time. Okay, we're back live. We're back. All right. I admit that was some crazy shit. I admit it was. But you got to understand, man, when you in the heat of the moment, man. All right, fuck it. I'm not going to make any excuses for that. I guess I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's over because that used to be a nightly thing, what you just heard, that little bit of craziness every fucking night. And just fuck it. Just email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Leave your comments on the Podbean website as well. And I know. I guess I'm glad it's over because I'm going to be right back in the heat of it next year. So I at least get the summer off, which is a blessing and a curse because now I need a new sport. Fuck World Cup. I talked about soccer a long time ago. I'm not shitting on soccer, but it's, I can't get it. So if someone out there can just get me into soccer or something, because it's pointless to me, man. I see it's, you do the shit with your feet. One thing I saw on ESPN that got me, you know, they only shoot at the goals roughly 9 times a game, and it's 90 fucking minutes of this shit. So that's like, you shoot at the goal every fucking 10th of the game. And nothing really goes in, man. It's just... I don't know. Somebody sent me something. And it says, Sam, well, Mike, they sent me something. And they said the WNBA started. And... are you gonna watch that? And I'm like, no. I respond to them back. Fuck their name. Fuck whatever. You know who you are. You sent this to me. Usually I will read off letters on the podcast, but no. I can't support the WNBA mainly because of this fact. America doesn't like you. You're not even sponsored by cities anymore. You're sponsored by like corporations. I think like Nokia got something to do with them. And like, we are not far away from the church's chicken bitches. I don't know what team names you're gonna call them. The McDonald's lesbians or the ladies and gentlemen, these are the Smirnoff carpet munchers. Whatever the fuck this is. Whatever the fuck this is, man. It's just, we're not that far off from the WNBA. And my tip with the WNBA, before y'all get started balling, just women, y'all gay up everything else and y'all make it feminine. Just feminize the WNBA. Like, I don't watch this shit now because here's a case in point. I saw a woman on a fast break. Nobody else was out. For the Los Angeles for the New York Liberty. Whoever the fuck the Liberty is. And they were playing against the Sparks, and she was on a fucking fast break. And instead of dunking, nobody was there, instead of dunking and just shitting on and just doing a 360 or something, she laid the ball up. But it wasn't a layup like I'm gonna show off. It was the same fucking layup as if someone would lay up the ball as if she was checking her. And I punched out right then and there. Women, y'all can't jump. Y'all can't move. You're playing the game simply on fundamentals. And I can't fuck with that. Sorry, women. I can't fuck with the WNBA. Now, other women shit, I can fuck with. I can fuck with softball. Because I don't know how the fuck y'all throw that ball like 90 miles per hour underhand. I can get with that shit. But the WNBA, y'all need to do some cool shit. Like, I don't know, just have nipple night. Where the WNBA players come out, their nipples exposed. I would watch that shit in a heartbeat. Just perky nipples and y'all doing crossovers and shit and y'all get all sweaty. And that would be sexy and educational upon basketball. You will have me every goddamn show. I don't know. Pussy Eating Mondays where the losers have to eat the other team's pussy. I don't know. You think of something. I just something that just gets my attention. Just don't do man shit. Like another thing, one thing I frown upon, and I'm not totally against the WNBA. I just don't do man shit like the regular NBA, cause it's starting to get on my nerves with the regular NBA. Like the trends, like the tattoos and shit. Like, I guess it started somewhere in 96 or 97, whenever Rodman and Iverson kinda like got hot. And the tattoos and shit they just got out of fucking control. It used to be a simple tattoo of a name on your upper arm. Now they're tattooing a chest. And JR, that nigga has too many. I'm looking at Nate Robinson. And they got like Jesus Duncan with a giant fucking basketball with a goddamn halo around it. Like, come on. We get it. You're a badass. You got tattoos. Play the goddamn game. But one trend I'm starting to notice, and this is totally brought back by Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has the balls to do this. And I like Jordan already. Like last night when I watched the game, I saw Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, old fucking Laker. I saw Kevin McHale, old Boston guy. And I saw Bill Russell, old Boston guy. The respect is still there. And I saw Magic. Magic is a fucking walking miracle. How the fuck do you have AIDS for 25 years and haven't lost a goddamn pound? You have full-blown AIDS, HIV, whatever you want to call it. He hasn't lost a pound. He actually gained weight. He gained weight, and his version of HIV made him richer. He got movie theaters, he had banks, and he like owns the Lakers and like a piece of Starbucks and his kids and his wife and still fucks! He has AIDS and still fucks! I don't understand this shit! Cookie is still with him. Cookie is still sucking his dick and he has AIDS and no one else caught it. And I don't get it! I'm flabbergasted. But, like, let's think about other HIV people. Like, Freddie Mercury had AIDS, found out, 3 weeks later, died. What's the motherfucker we make quilts for? Was this gay motherfucker, Matthew Shepard? Before he was, like, beaten to death by, like, anti-gay people, he found out he had AIDS, he was gonna die anyway, so he just starting shit. Harvey Milk fucking died. All your AIDS, HIV people, like, they're not walking around anymore. All the people from Scared Straight that they make me listen, like all the school shit I had to watch like, well, you can't get AIDS from sharing the water fountain from, like they had to give you the anti-AIDS shit. They're like, you get AIDS from kissing them, you get AIDS from sharing blood, you get AIDS from butt fucking them, you get AIDS from sucking dick, and you get AIDS from these things. You don't get AIDS from like sharing water or like, don't share bodily fluids, but if you go to the water fountain after the nigga, you won't get AIDS. Or, like, if he drinks Pepsi and you drinks Pepsi. Just because he drinks Pepsi doesn't mean you get AIDS. Like, we had to watch that shit. We had to watch that shit in school. And everyone in that goddamn movie who had AIDS is not with us anymore. They are fucking died from goddamn AIDS. And somehow, Magic Johnson is still walking around. But that was a long ass way to get to my point. The motherfucker I respect the most is Michael Jordan. Cause Michael Jordan has the fucking balls to try to bring this trend back. And a lot of niggas like, damn, what trend is Mike bringing back? Is he bringing back, like, selling shoes without being in the game? Is he bringing back shit where you don't have to play a game? Or is it Hanes fucking underwear and shit? No. This nigga did some cool shit. And I don't get it. I don't get the trend. And the trend he's bringing back is the fucking Hitler mustache. You heard me, motherfucker. The Hitler mustache is being brought back by motherfucking Michael Jordan. The Nazi fucking 6 million Jew killer mustache. This how I know the mustache is totally taken over by Hitler. Because Charlie Chaplin and all the silent movies back then had those goddamn mustaches. And Hitler killed like millions of Jews and had that mustache. Now it's the fucking Hitler mustache. Fuck Charlie Chaplin. That is the Hitler mustache. Anyone associated with this fucking mustache, you couldn't do it. You couldn't have a mustache where you cut the edges off and you just have the middle. You couldn't fucking do it. Not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan said, I revolutionized basketball. I revolutionized Nike. I revolutionized fucking consumerism of the goddamn game. I'm finna bring back the Hitler. If this motherfucker bring back the Hitler mustache and make it his own, you have to acknowledge how bad of a motherfucker he is. He is going, the white people will love him. Alright, you already got the niggas, Mike. You already got the black folks, Mike. You got some of the white people. You totally got the Chaldeans for some reason. But you monopolize on the nigga vote. But if you bring back the goddamn Hitler mustache, you are the shit. Anyone who had that debate, that Magic versus Michael debate, fucking Mike won, goddammit. If this nigga bring back the Hitler mustache and make it, how do I know this shit is working? I know this shit is working because I look at Carmelo Anthony. He got that shit a little bit where you cut off the edges. But Carmelo's kind of being a bitch about it because he's just kind of cutting off a little bit of the edge. And as it goes on, as it gets more acceptable, he kind of cuts a little bit more off, then cuts a little bit more off. He's just afraid to jump into it. Another person who got this shit, Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson is cutting a little bit off, cutting a little bit off, cutting a little bit off. He's bringing back, this motherfucker's bringing back the Hitler mustache. I can't believe that shit. I can't believe the set of balls on this motherfucker. I can't believe. This is good enough to kill 6 million Jews, and it's good enough for Michael Jordan, goddammit. And it feels weird, even though Michael Jordan is bringing it back, since Phil Jackson shows no goddamn expression whatsoever, especially during, well, fucking forever. Phil Jackson is goddamn Zen Master. He didn't give a fuck about in these playoffs, in these finals, and he was just like sitting there, like, Coach Jackson, you're down by this, and how are you gonna do it? Kobe's playing like shit tonight. And he just looks at the goddamn ESPN people, yeah, I'm watching the game just like y'all. Nigga, I got this. Fuck y'all. And just walks in there. Hey guys, alright, you gotta tighten this shit up. You gotta, you know. The most lackadaisical coach. Meanwhile, every other coach, oh, you gotta do it, man! Come on, baby! Sound like crackheads. Come on, baby! Come on, just give me another W. Just give me another W. I need my ring. I need my ring, baby. I need my ring. I need. Meanwhile, Phil Jackson, oh, I don't really give a fuck. Like, I got 10 rings already. What the fuck, you don't get me that? I ain't already got. Just go out there and play the game. And if you win, you win. You lose, you lose. I don't give a fuck. And, that, man, that was a long way. Women don't do that shit in the WNBA. Other than that, y'all are hopeless. Y'all cannot be saved. Me and Kat both agree that y'all just sports sucks as a whole. Sorry. Look, if y'all, fuck fundamentals, nigga. If, get a Rodman. Get a female Rodman. Somebody who comes off cut off shorts, the partial pussy exposed, and, you know, I don't know. Get on the court and get in head. Or something! Do something to make me watch that shit. Softball got me. I need a new summer sport. I may turn into, UFC and the Ultimate Fighting shit, cause I ain't got shit else until football starts. And, that's about it. Alright. I would watch, just the amount of shit I would watch before the WNBA, I would watch college fucking paintball on ESPN fucking 7. Like, when you get into the 7s and 8s, where ESPN just stop giving a fuck, and just, where essentially ESPN just start telling you shit you already know. That's the ESPN I would watch until fucking football starts. And, shit, we're running loose on this podcast. This podcast has just been a ranting at this point. I will at least try to live up to some podcast duties. I got one letter. And this letter comes from Rob. Rob says, fitting, it says, is Kobe Bryant the next Michael Jordan? Rob, I know I'm gonna piss some people off, so get those letters ready. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com. Rob, Kobe Bryant is not the next Michael Jordan. Now, Kobe Bryant is playing on a level like Michael Jordan. He's playing on that level. He's the best thing we got going now, and I can admit that. Fuck you. I still root Boston, but I can admit that shit. It's like this. Michael Jordan is like Christopher Columbus. He came in the game, and like Christopher Columbus, he found some new shit that we didn't know about. Now, if somebody else take the same path as Christopher Columbus, they're on the same level as that motherfucker, but they don't get the credit that Christopher Columbus get because they started the shit off. I know some people can argue me and says, Dr. J, look, it goes, Dr. J revolutionized because Dr. J, before Dr. J, NBA players were, the ABA players were like out of shape motherfuckers like myself, just who has the ball and is out there just doing the shit. And then Dr. J comes in and it's just this tall motherfucker, and where, like, back in the day, like, you needed a big man. Everyone needed a big man. You needed a big man. You needed a power forward. You needed a center. And Dr. J just said, fuck you, nigga. Fuck that shit. And he revolutionized the game, and everybody had to step their game up. And Michael, when he jumping from the goddamn free throw line, and the tongue out, and just the decorum, and the wearing suits to press conferences, he changed the game in that sense. And people play on his level. So to answer your question, Kobe Bryant is not the next Michael Jordan. He's just playing the game on a Jordan-esque level. Yeah, and I think I answered your question. Those who dispute me, I don't give a fuck. Email me, justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And that's all I got this week. I'll be back next week, and fuck it. Fuck LA, Celtics rule, don't give a shit. See y'all next week.